Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Asia. May I please have your first and last name to locate your account?
Good morning, Asia. My name is Ricky, R-I-C-K-Y. Last name is Sultan, S-U-L-T-A-N.
Okay, thank you for the information. And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
4753 South Pacific Highway, and that's in Phoenix, Oregon, 97535.
Thank you for the information. I do see where our cryo-freeze CBD pain relief roll-on was purchased, and also the Sleep Better bundle was purchased as well. How may I help you today?
I called last week and said that the order had not come, and it looks like in tracking it's still sitting in Fort Worth, Texas. And she said to call you back if it wasn't here by yesterday, which was Wednesday. And so that's what I'm doing, to see where my order is. Do I need to cancel my order and redo it, or where do we stand?
Okay, so a shipment does take 4 to 7 business days. Give me just a moment while I look over your tracking information.
Thank you very much. And I have my order number here, too, if you need it.
One second, I am reaching out to my supervisor. One second.
Okay, thank you.
One second, I'm just waiting on a response.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, she's taking a look at your account. One second.
I'm sorry?
She's opened your account. She's taking a look over your account.
Thank you very much.
One second. Okay, so what we can do for you today, we can get a reshipment. Let me see what she says. Okay, so she did state that it seems like the order had got stuck in transit as well when she looked over your account. What I can do for you today is get that product reshipped out to you. That means that it will reship to you tomorrow. It will take 4 to 7 business days. I see where you were supposed to get that product last week. If you do not receive it by, let me see, tomorrow, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. If you do not receive it by Monday, the 31st of month of January, or the 1st of February, then give us a call back. But I can't put that.
Where'd you go?
Customer. Oh, I think the phone went out. Do you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay, so I can get that product sent to our fulfillment center for you. It will take 4 to 7 business days. So if you do not receive it by the 31st, which will be the 7th day. If you do not receive it by then, just give us a call back. But it may get to you on the 1st because you do have to give it a full 4 to 7 business days.
You know what? I've already done that. So I'll tell you what I would like to do. If you're going to ship it again to me, I would like it in 2 to 3 days, which is priority mail. I would appreciate that for the inconvenience.
Okay. we can speed up the shipping process. I can reach out to my supervisor and ask her, but we can't do that. But I'll reach out to her really quick. Give me just a moment.
Thank you very much.
One second, still waiting on her to respond.
All right, thank you.
Okay, so she stated that we can't speed up the process. You can always call USPS to see why your package is still in transit. The only thing that I can do is send a request over to the fulfillment center to get that product shipped out to you.
All right, let's go ahead and do that. And thank you very much for resending it.
I'm going to send the fulfillment request over while you're on the phone. So give me just a moment.
Okay, thank you.
Send it through. One second.
Okay.
Don't take me that long. Okay, it's processing. Give me one second. This computer is going very, very slow.
Okay, I understand.
Okay, so I've sent that request over. It should take those 4 to 7 business days. If you do not receive it by the 31st, the latest is the 1st of February, then give us a call back. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
No, I think you've done a great job, and I thank you very much for your time.
All right, well, I do want to say thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great one.
Thank you. Bye-bye.